This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's start off our second hour with Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Trying to get to the marina so I don't have to wait in lines. I don't know about today. A lot of boats on the road this morning.
I bet there he is, brother.
Yeah.
So you're...
Wasn't too bad yesterday.
You're going to go out and test the waters.
Yeah. Water testing hasn't been too good the last couple of days.
No, the testing's been a little off.
I mean, I can catch all the 17.5-inch fish you want, but I don't know if my keepers have moved on me. I mean, I had to work to get the fish today. But, too, our tide is terrible until it does it.
Yeah.
And when it does it, it does it all at once. And, I mean, it looked like a winter 5-11 o'clock yesterday. It looked like a winter day. The tide got so low. I couldn't figure it. I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, I got Jerry and was trying to catch them trout yesterday morning and pulled up there and stuff was popping and about the third cast he made, he got one. Granddaughter lost one. And I didn't see no more bait hopping and I looked on my machine and said, high tide. I went, lovely. So we was on slack tide for, probably 3 hours before it ever moved.
Yeah, we're on some weak tides right now. The best one's at night, you know, that outgoing, it's a negative pull.
Yeah. Now, this one is just weird. And, you know, there's some of them boys run to the island yesterday because we didn't have no wind. And they was back in Marina by 11 o'clock for their trout. So, but I'm not going that far. I was told the water cleaned up on this west side, so I'm going to go west today.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. Other than that, that's about it.
I think Louisiana knew what they were doing. They've dropped them limits, you know, or raised them on the redfish. I guess they're trying to regroup and save as many under 18 inches as they can for the future.
Ben Brandon Ballet was talking yesterday morning, and I said, man, what's up with these trout? He said, I don't know. He said, you know, I was born and raised here, grew up in this marina. He said, I've never seen trout this good.
Never seen trout this what?
This good.
Yeah.
He said, there's trout pretty much everywhere you stop. I said, well, you're right. But in the size of them, it's crazy. And these redfish, I mean, you know, you're hearing on radio, yeah, I'm catching some rats. Well, they ain't rats. 17 and a half inch fish ain't a rat. You know, and I've never caught a fish under 16 inches or something. And so, the rubber redfish population is very good. And them fish, these 17 and a half inch fish, by July, they'll be 18 inches. So.
Right. That's true.
I don't know where that population of them 12, 13 inches they were, but they're somewhere.
But yeah, you just got to nail them down.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and two, it's, you know, the water clarity ain't the greatest places it is. I finished up on a big pond yesterday that had a pretty small drain on it coming out.
Right.
And I mean, it was dumping some gorgeous water out. And, but pulled up our first cast, 17 to 7/8 inches, no end.
Here we go again.
Here we go. Yeah. Never got another bite.
More clones.
Well, I take it back, Coach. Caught about a 40 pound black drum.
Lord. Rubber lip.
Yeah. I mean, I had to get the girl's husband had to quick pick him up, put him in a boat.
Yeah, it's a big old, big nasty.
Yeah, he's up. He, on the reason we caught him, I saw him. He had his old tail stuck up out of the water.
Right.
So where that tail's at? That big red fish. I said, I don't know. Don't look like it, but try it.
You knew what it was.
I knew what it was. Still ain't caught a gaff top, though.
Boy, that's got to be a first. Jerry Jones to be in Venice and not catching a gaff top. That's nuts.
Yep.
Well, you got today.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and I'm going on the west side, so that'll probably be a little bit.
Oh, you might find you a few over there, buddy.
Yep. Because you ain't got all that river water dumping out over there. We was up to about 76 degrees yesterday in places. 74 is kind of the norm right now. The river itself, 74 degrees. So,
see, we're in the 80s everywhere here. 80s, low 80s, yeah. Up to 83.
So, you ain't got
warm fast, man.
Yeah. You ain't get this almighty Mississippi dumping in your backyard.
Well, it keeps things cool. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
I got the mighty Trinity.
Yeah, you do. They been backed off of it yet?
Yeah, they backed off, but it's still flowing good. I went across it day before yesterday, and it was still a little bit out of banks and running hard.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, that's typical May, really.
Rain up there. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
still raining up around Dallas and stuff.
Yeah, I know they got some rain last night above that Canyon Lake watershed, so hopefully that'll bring that lake up a little bit. Boy, I did see a couple of drone videos of Choke Canyon. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just telling you.
That was.
I was going to tell you, I talked to Billy Nicholas yesterday at Marina. He was down there putting some customers on an offshore boat. His son has been guiding on Choke. And he said, I asked him what happened. He said, Corpus drained the lake. I needed the water. Can't even unload the boat now.
No. Now they're worried about running out of water in the city of Corpus.
Really?
And now they're talking about desalinization plants. Well, they should have been talking about them a long time ago. I mean, why not use it? I mean, that's go for it.
Hang on, Mickey. I'm just gonna make somebody mad. We got some weekend warriors here trying to get a boat ready.
Uh-oh.
I can get around them.
They got to pull down and block everybody out while they get everything in their boat when it should already been done.
Yeah. Let me jump out here and unhook my boat. I think there's room in front of them, but
all right.
I got so much just regular traffic coming in here.
I bet it's going to be a madhouse down there this morning.
It ain't good.
Well, that's Memorial Day weekends are a mess, buddy.
Yeah, they are.
And you ain't made them mad yet?
No, I'm checking everything on my boat right quick. Well, the baddest problem of it is there's so many people coming in here, just customers and regular vehicles, and I can't get around them yet.
Right.
Next nation, they're pulling up now.
There you go. And a lot of them, they don't know to turn their lights off, put their parking lamps on.
Yeah.
And they're blind you in your mirrors when you're trying to back up.
Problem, too, is, though, most of these new trucks now, they still got a light on in them headlights. And especially these Dodges, all these new Dodges, you don't kill it once you get into the ramp. It's a... you can get cussed out.
Oh, so because you can't just reach over and turn the switch off manually?
You can turn the switch off manually, and it'll turn all the clearance lights and stuff off, but it won't...
except for the running lights.
No, it turns all the running lights and everything off, but there's just lights. I'm looking at a Ford right now he's got everything turned off, but it's got a ring of white around them headlights.
Yeah.
It ain't real bright, but then we got one. Like Captain, too, he backed down and he left his lights. Looks like they're on bright. I don't know.
How many ramps do you have down there?
Four.
Four? But you need
two
four
big
more?
Ramps. It's two big ramps, and you back in side by side. But
you got two doubles.
Yeah, but this yahoo here,
they like to use the middle part.
Yeah, use the whole ramp.
See, I like, do you have walk docks between them?
Yes. Hang on, man. Oh, man. Trying to get this yahoo in a Suburban to turn his lights off. He backed in, now he pulled out, and I don't know.
Trying to make a stab at it.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I feel your pain.
Hey, turn your lights off.
Please.
Oh, me.
Well, I'll let you get out of here, man. Do your thing. It's, have fun on Memorial Day.
Yeah. Thank goodness I'm off after today for a few days. So.
Well, do your thing, brother. Throw out a number if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish. Yeah, I told him, turn his lights off, and he just looked at me. Now he's backing down with his lights still on.
Yeah. He don't care.
No, he don't know. And he's by himself, too, so.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, Mike, have a good day. Starting off nice for you.
It's very late. All right, dude. I'll let you later.
Go find you some slots later, man.
All right, bud. Later.
All right. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice trying to get a boat in this morning. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Well, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that fires off today, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can get signed up, take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. for inshore and offshore divisions. Be sure to sign up before you go, because you never know when that magic fish might come. 120 tagged redfish, they're swimming around in Texas inshore waters right now just waiting to be caught. Other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, you can fish for those fish too. And offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy, go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 518 here in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning on Memorial Day weekend. Now let's go check in with Plog and see what he's doing on Memorial Day weekend. James, what's up, man?
Hey, what are you doing, dude?
Oh, just rolling with the punches.
Oh, man. Well,
Jeff Goat down there fighting all that mess at Venice. Oh, man.
Well.
Trying to get a boat in.
That's his choice.
Well, that's true.
He knows better. He knows better.
Yeah.
Hey, man. If you stick your hand in the fire, you can't be mad because you got burned.
That's true.
Huh? Oh, man. Well, it's back normal this morning, wind-wise, back how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're back in the groove again.
Well, it don't matter to me because I ain't going, but it's, man, it was nice for a couple of days not having no wind. it was different. I promise.
I bet it was.
Yeah, not, this is normal. This is what I'm used to right here. It's like this. I looked at it. It gets one day, I think Tuesday, when I go back to work, that it lays out what I see. And it's only one day, and then it's right back to yellow flags, like 17 to 23.
Yeah, it's showing like we're going to get got a good chance of rain every day next week.
Really? Oh, well, it don't matter. But no, fishing, man, you know, I told you Wednesday, I had Craig Kiefer on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I told you, you know, it was terrible weather, you know, the wind and all that mess. But we had about, you know, I told you we had about 60 bites on topwaters, but couldn't hardly, I mean, we caught them, but you couldn't, you know, we should have caught a lot more fish than what we did. You could tell there was a lot of fish there. And they ain't liking that tide coming in. When we got there, the tide was already on Wednesday. The tide was already coming in, and I saw this on Thursday. We roll up in there Thursday, and I had two of my guys. They're, you know, making fish. Well, one kid I ain't never fished with. I loaned him a spinning rod. But when I got there, it looked a lot different. I mean, you could see everything moving. I looked. A bunch of tide up when I pulled in there. I said, man, we're fit to catch the end of this outgoing. It was just still just trickling out. And buddy, we got out of the boat, and it's as fast as you can catch them. I mean, it's good. Like, man, I knew there was a bunch of fish here. I don't know how many fish we caught total, keepers, little ones, blah, blah, blah. We caught 80 fish. And then guys, I was throwing a topwater, and it was, I mean, you catch one every cast. I mean, it was good. Just fish, and a bunch of little ones. And those guys were using tails. They caught a bunch of little ones. And, you know, there's so many little ones, you don't catch very good ones. Everything I was catching was, you know.
Man, where'd all them little rascals come from?
They been right here.
Boy, they just show and go and back and forth. You know, you go, well, I guess all them little fish moved up.
When the big ones bite, you don't catch them. When the big ones don't bite, you catch all the more fish. Now, I was fishing a little bit shallower, and I was throwing a topwater. I mean, them guys needed to be out there throwing tails, catching what they were catching. So we rolled back in there yesterday. Well, Craig fished with me again on Friday yesterday. He fished 2 days this week. And so he knows the drill. But we left there like 5 o'clock because I was worried about the boats and all that stuff being Friday before Memorial Day. So we leave here at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, we got to where we were fishing. We just sat there and told stories. Your ears should have been on fire. We're telling stories, swatting mosquitoes. I mean, I wouldn't have went there in the middle of the night, but, you know, I was worried about boats. But anyway, nobody went fishing. I mean, a few, but not many. So yesterday, dude, it looks like the East Shoreline used to look. Them mullet are wrapped it up. They're moving. I said, man, this ain't going to take long. Dude, they don't want to bite. Remember how you used to always get and mullet would go nuts and you wouldn't got nothing? As soon as they settled down, everything quit jumping and stuff, you'd start catching them?
Right.
Well, they never really settled down. And we caught 3 or 4 on topwaters. It wasn't no good. I mean, the day before, if I'd had two guys that were normal, you know, really good fishermen, we'd have left there, this true story, we left there at 7:30. We'd each caught 20 apiece. We'd have caught 60 fish.
Right.
So I figured this is a no-brainer. Dude, they don't want to bite, man. We've got like 4. Well, here goes 6:15. Here goes 7 o'clock. Here goes 7:15.
So much for that early bird jump, huh?
Yeah, well, I went because of the boats. I didn't really go because of the bite, but you think you would catch something. So Craig brought a new guy named Mike, really good fisherman. I told him, I said, see, I told you this was good fishing right here. And he just looks at me. So I backed up, and I think I caught one. And Craig and Cameron, Craig's got one I didn't even know it had. Cameron fishing. It's a little Yozuri bait. Don't have a lip. It's just a do-nothing.
Like a twitch bait.
Yeah, but it don't twitch. It just sits there. Kind
well,
of
you got to twitch it. You got to put the twitching on it, man.
Yeah, it doesn't have a bill. It's just a neutral
just a stick
bait. Cameron loves it. Cameron loves it because he put it on the day with me and my guys in really dirty water. I said, dude, they ain't going to hit that thing in this water. This water ain't no good. By his third cast, he catches one. I said, well, I better not say nothing. So I'm standing way down there, and I holler at Craig. I said, hey, man, you put that Yozuri on there yet? Throw it up underneath him mullet. He says, man, I'm putting it on right now. I said, put that thing on. Dude, he went to absolutely destroying them. Well, we got one. I ain't got one. I wouldn't have put one on
anyway. Man, if that thing was working, you'd think a Lele would have worked.
Dude wouldn't snip it. Nothing.
Come on, really?
Craig
That's
caught,
crazy.
We caught 35 trout. Craig caught 18 of them. You know Craig Keeper, he can fish. You fish with him for 100 years. He catches 18 fish on that thing. His guy's standing right next to him. I said, Mike, you might as well come back here with me and not get none because you're just watching the show. I mean,
get out of
you
there.
Ain't gonna get. Yeah, I mean, you're done. And 10 of it, he had 10 fish between like 19 and 21 inches, 10 of them. And the rest of them were just fish. And I think Mike finally caught 10 on various things. And it took me forever. I didn't catch. I finally caught 7 fish. And I caught them all on top waters. And I probably should have just left it on there and just fished. But the way he was working that bait, the way they wanted it, you know, you could tell the fish were there. I know what's there. I've been fishing there for 2 weeks. I know what's there, but they didn't want to bite. But they bit that thing. I'm telling you, man, he scorched them. That's the first time in a long time that I've seen a bait make that big a difference. You know, to get that many, I mean, catching 18 fish pretty good, and we struggling. It was the first time in a long time I've seen a bait do that.
Yeah, Craig, I remember him. I remember we were just like kids back in the day. You're so young and full of energy.
You and him are the same age. We were talking about that, too.
Craig and I are the same age?
Uh-huh.
Does that guy Steve Bledsoe ever fish with him anymore?
Nah, Bledsoe don't come. Last time I took Bledsoe, he fell in a hole. I don't, Bledsoe don't weight fish no more. I think he drift fishes. But, no, he don't come.
Can't blame him. The older I get, the more I like drift fishing, too.
Well, where I'm fishing, it's pretty much a cakewalk. You would like
it. Yeah, man, I just don't like that old nasty mud bottom and stuff anymore.
Yeah, when them fish are off.
Well, you don't want to fall down, you know?
Hey, man, I've
hurts a man's pride when he's wading across flat and steps off in the hole and falls down and gets all wet and going, oh,
what's that? Y'all, you need... Hey, one of them things, them old commercials, one of them help I can't get up deals.
Life alert. I need a life alert. Help.
No, you don't. Come on, man.
Well,
but seriously,
I'm headed there. It's getting there.
Nah, you ain't. But that's a really.
Him and I were talking about that last night. I mean, what we put ourselves through over the years. He said, I don't know how y'all, you and Plog and Blaine and all y'all are still walking. Much abuse as y'all put your bodies through.
Man, we don't know nothing else. That's all we know. Don't.
Poor man's got poor ways.
Poor man got poor ways, buddy. But I don't think about it. I talked to him yesterday. He said, where are you at? And I'm going to a golf course. He said, you got to be kidding me, dude. I said, why not? What are you going to do?
Why not?
I think his fishing was really good yesterday, too.
Yeah, he did all right. But he told me, he said, yeah, he said, James called me or texted me or something. He was already sitting on his spot at 5:10 in the morning. I said,
well,
I got to be crazy out here this early.
No, I left the house at 5:10.
Or that's what it was. Yeah, you were already running.
I mean, dude, I didn't think about mosquitoes. You know, I ain't think about no mosquitoes. I ain't got my spray. I think it's in the other boat or whatever. We pull up there, and I knew we wasn't going to fish. I just, man, you know, better go because, you know, there's a lot of people went fishing Thursday and a lot of people looking around Thursday. Thursday was really busy.
Yeah, Thursday and was a lurker day, I heard. A lot of lurking going on.
Yeah, and I know about 80% of the people that I saw, man, we better go on and get going.
Right.
But not to the fishing, but we finally had to get in the water because of the mosquitoes. It was terrible, man. But nah, it's a lot of fish, Mickey. It was that deal Thursday. That was pretty good. I mean, them boys, they caught tons of fish, but they were just out there to get bites, and they each caught their fish. But you got serious, got in there with me with top waters on Thursday. catch you 20 fish really, really quick. I didn't after I caught like 10, I didn't even try no more. I'm like, man, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I like this time of year. Yeah, you know, a lot of different baits work this time of year. You know, if you're a lure fisherman, it's fishing season, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, let me knock this commercial out right quick. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang on.
Commercial season.
All right, man. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:33 here in the Bayou City. All right, Plog, we're back already, man.
Yeah, but what I saw Friday, we got there Thursday. Of course, you know, there's no wind, and there wasn't no wind Friday either. And you could watch what the tide was doing, whereas Wednesday it was so rough,
you can't tell, yeah. Right.
So you're throwing, and you watch your lure going to the left, and that current's coming out.
Yeah.
You watch your lure going to the left, and there, man, there on the and it's fixing to quit, and they're doing it, dude. Yesterday, it's a little bitty weak out going tide, and I did notice this, that when you threw, your lure wasn't going left or right. It would just, it's almost like, I know it was trickling out, but it was really a weak little outgoing tide. And that's why them fish didn't bite, or they had already bit. It was the same kind of tide, but it was really weak, but maybe like a 1-inch change or nothing. It was terrible.
Yeah, the chart showing yesterday was a 4-inch change, but which isn't much. I mean, that's nothing. Then the incoming in the afternoon is only a 3-inch, so.
Exactly. See, it's a nothing deal, you know.
Yeah.
When you go back at history and look at Thursday, it was, you know, pretty good drop on that outgoing, you know, in the daytime.
Yeah.
So I got to laughing at that guy, Mike. We used to laugh when somebody would get on him. I used to tell Pete all the time, well, why are you going to stand there, Pete? You mean, you ain't going in there, you're not getting them. Hey, you know me, I'll walk off in a heartbeat, and I'm looking at Mike sitting there fishing next to Craig. I said, man, you might as well bug out, dude. Unless you got one of them lures, he's pretty much in trouble. He did. He hung in there. He caught him 10 fish right there, though. I didn't even walk down there. I didn't want nothing. I got too mad. I went the other way. I walked all the way back to the boat, walked all the way back down the bank with a top bar, and I think I finally caught 2 or 3 more. But, yeah, there's a lot of fish in a lot of places, dude. I mean, you got something for every wind where you can actually go catch them. You know, and I ain't talking about going to catch a 6 or 9 or 3. I mean, I'm talking about go catch them. Catch 20 or 30 fish, you know, yeah. Like we used to do. And then, you know, I ain't catching no pie. I think Hillman said he caught one pretty nice one yesterday, about 5 pounds, but. Greg caught a bunch of nice trout, and there's a bunch of nice fish in there, but like I say, there's so many little ones. And then I got some places that's got some good ones, but there's not as many of them.
Yeah.
But you better find – I don't know how them boys doing it fishing out of this boat. Well, it was nice for a couple of days. You know, it was good for the guys trying to boat fish. But I'm pissed to have to start doing some of that, man. I need the wind to, like, calm down. It's been a windy May, dude.
And
that
guy say, dude, well, it's windy every year. I said, this year has been exceptionally windy in my books. I mean.
Yeah. No, maybe, no.
Maybe I'm just getting old and get tired of fighting it, but it's
no, you're not.
Relentless.
I mean, dude, I write it all down. You know that. And it's this is, you don't get it. This what you hadn't had besides these 2 days we just had. You get no breaks, dude. You get up every morning, it's fixed to be 15 knots, which is fine. We're set up for it. I mean, I ain't trying to boat
fish. Yeah, for wade fishing, but, man, if you're trying to boat fish open water, that just wears you down, man. It's
dude,
nasty.
I told Penner and Dana, both of them, I said, y'all, I tip my hat to y'all, dude. About 3 days of this, I'm going to the golf course. I'm having it. I ain't doing it. It's too hard, man. Here's what gets, it's too hard when you're trying to do that, when you know you can go wade somewhere and have a really good day. That doesn't compute in my brain. I'm going to go out here and beat my brains out, try to catch 6 fish, when I can go right over there, wherever I go, and I know what's there, and we can stand there and catch 25, 30, 40 trout.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out here doing this. I can't do it. I won't. I can't. I tell my guy, look, man, there's times to fish out of the boat, and there's times to go wade fishing, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that. So the river still, the bay is still bad?
I went over it Thursday, and it was still swelled up and running. You know, they backed off up at Livingston, but, you know, it takes a while for all that water to get down here.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's gone down some, but, I mean, the damage is already done. I mean,
what
all
was
I
the
smell.
Height they had, Mick? What was the, and I think that may have something to do with where Hillman's fishing.
Well, it stayed, you know, at 50,000 for, you know, just under 50,000 for over a week. So that's a lot of water, man.
That's a lot of water.
But, I mean, it's not compared to what we've seen in the years past. I mean, this is just a trickle compared to 2015, 16, and then Harvey in 17, you know, that August storm. Right. That was terrible.
You know, Mickey, the whole bay, even down here where I'm fishing,
well, I mean, it's working. It's working its way down there. It puts an effect on y'all's water clarity too, even though it's not all fresh. But it's still mixing in and it's working its way down.
It's not pretty, dude. The West End's a little bit different, but all this stuff I'm fishing right now, it's trout green. I mean, you catch them in it, but it don't get like it gets. None of the bay is really, really clear. I mean, it's fishable, but ain't none of it what I call good. We caught some fish in a spot Thursday. I just went to check, and I never catch very many. I catch like 3 to 5 in there, but they're all real good ones. And I'm sitting there fishing, and the only thing muddier than the mud I'm fishing is the mud I'm making with my feet.
Right. Well, there's plenty of that on the bottom of our bays now.
Oh, ain't that the truth, buddy? And I told my guys, I said, I'm telling you, man, if it ever gets clear right here, you know, at least just trout green instead of fishing in the mud. There's some pretty good fish in here. I'm going to keep an eye on. But it's just nasty.
Yeah, Hillman said I fished all week and never caught a trout over 20 inches, and then yesterday he had about 10 or 15 over 20 inches.
Yeah, how about that? How about Craig catching fish I didn't think was there? I mean, he catches 10 of them like that. I'm like, dude.
I'll never forget Craig, man. I don't know. He'd been fishing with me a few years. I mean, we had some great trips. But
he was talking about,
man,
that.
We were on Fisher's Reef one day wading that. Buddy, we're smacking him. And he catches one about 9 pounds. And Craig always carried that donut, even back then. And he slid that big old fish down in there and said, I'm having that one mounted, man. That's biggest trout I ever caught. And he catches one next cast or two later, about 4 pounds, and he went sliding in there. He opened that donut up, and that big trout tail walked out of there and just swam off. I can still remember the look on his face when that big fish swam out of that donut. It was like yesterday, and that had to be 35 years ago when that happened.
Oh, yeah. He was telling that story.
He was already talking about how he was going to get it mounted, you know, a skin mount and on the driftwood and all that. And then that big fish just tail walked right out of that basket, man.
It flew out of there.
I had to turn the other way and walk away to keep from laughing because it's.
Oh, that's terrible, man. He said you and him and Bledsoe and some old customer, I think y'all had it. It wasn't done biting and. And y'all were on the moguls between Big Hodges and Little Hodges, where you used to like to get. Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I said, well, them fish are out deep, man. We just got to go out there and get them. Well, how deep's it going to be? I said, hey, we're on these moguls. Just find you. Once we hit the fish, just stand on top of one of those, and then you'll be shallow enough you can fish comfortably. Yeah. Boy, did we beat them down that day. My gosh.
He said, y'all crushed them. Hey, I used to go out there with you, and that was terrible. I never liked fishing there because I was always up to my neck.
I had to paddle back to the boat. I put my rod in my mouth and swam back to the boat to get it to come pick them up.
Yeah, because the tide come in. He said, y'all caught a bunch of really good ones there.
Trout were rolling in on that big green incoming tide, and it just... You couldn't get a lure back. I don't know. I think we were throwing straight backs or something. I don't remember.
Y'all were. We were telling all them stories yesterday. I said, oh, man, I remember. Hey, it was so windy one time. Team said that donut. I had a guy who used to like to fish with me, some kind of water well kind of company. We're wading the riverbank up there. And it was in like October. Remember we used to wade the riverbank?
Oh, yeah.
This guy loved him. He was good. So me and him, he wanted to have a competition. But he had one of them donut things. And, man, we're lacing on him, and I'm stringing him. He's getting them. I think I got you. Yeah, I don't know about that. Hey, get back to the boat. He had one fish. That old thing had a hole in the bottom of that old donut.
I swam out of it.
I said, look, man, it looks to me like you got one, dude, is what I see. Hey, we've seen some pretty cool stuff over the years watching all
this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Craig's a good dude, man. He loved fishing with you. We told your stories till finally so many mosquitoes got us. I said, dude, I got to move, man. We got to get in the water. Mosquitoes are killing me.
Well, I can handle them a lot better than I can them damn gnats, man. When that wind lays down, especially on the south shoreline of East Bay.
East Bay, gosh. It's the worst. Hey, when I smoke, I guarantee you one day I put my hood up and I fire two of them up trying to put enough smoke in there.
It don't work.
Dude,
nothing
it don't
gets
work.
Rid of them gnats.
I think they like it.
You know, they used to get so bad in the summer when we were bass fishing. We'd bought those nets to put over your head and then put your cap on over it to keep them off your neck and your face and your ears.
Yeah.
Oh, them gnats would get bad, man.
Me and Trimble bought some of them net things. Man, we had a little run going in Christmas. Now, catching some really big ones down there. And just before it was kayaks and there wasn't nobody fishing down there.
Mm.
And, man, we had to get them nets. But I think mine had a hole in it, man. I think them mosquitoes got inside of it to a Kremel. Said, man, these things don't work. That's like Hillman. He got his old shark bracelet on. I think they swam to him with that shark bracelet. That thing don't work.
I don't know. I just, some people swear by it and others don't.
Yeah, I don't think. Hey, there's a lot of places though right now, Mickey, you trying to kill fish. I mean, where I'm fishing right now, there's not any, but there's a bunch of places I fish. I tell my guys, if y'all do want to eat something, don't put him on that stringer. It's going to be gone. He's going to eat you. Then he's going to not eat you. He's going to eat the fish. He's going to take your stringer with you. I mean, they're not ankle biters.
No, them bull sharks aren't ankle biters. They're big sharks.
And they're everywhere. There's a lot of them right now.
There is. It's bad.
Oh, Chip. You know, Chip Craig was fishing
the
other day. I told Chip, I said, look, man, I'm telling you, you string a fish right. And it was good fishing. A lot of nice trout, man. And it was good real early. I said, look, if you string anything, I'm telling you, he's going to take it away from you. No, I ain't going to keep nothing. So we're fishing to catch them. Well, I'm going to make a little loop, walk back toward the boat. His style wasn't even gone good, and I seen catch one. It goes straight on that stringer. So he just was waiting for me to leave so he could string one. He ain't had to sit on there 2 minutes, and it almost jerked him in the water. And I just said, I told you don't keep no fish right here, man.
Yeah, a listener sent me a video the other day. He was in West Bay somewhere. I could tell he was in West Bay, and bull shark got after him. He had to go to the boat. I mean, it was stalking him. I saw the video of it.
Yeah, they're, you know, the sharks don't really bother me. No, they don't bother me. An alligator bothers me worse than a shark. But we use them little shark stringers that you and I have had for 100 years.
Yep.
And if you were keeping fish and that thing gets kind of close to you and them fish are on you.
You could get bit real easy, man.
100%. I don't think he's coming. I know he ain't coming for you. But if he goes to hit that fish and your leg happens to be in the way, well, that could be.
Yeah, how about reaching down to grab one and he takes your hand off while he's eating the fish, you know? That's a possibility.
Yeah, that's why it's better right now. Just don't keep any, man. Just let them go. They're full spawn. You know, I've had to clean a few fish this week. Man, buddy, them eggs are getting right. They're getting set up for that.
It's next moon. Spawn. It's going to be a big one. All right, buddy. Yeah. Well, I got to run. I got to go talk to old Sharky, see what he's doing. If somebody wants to call you, give him a number, James.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Keep it real. All right, later. All right. All right, let's jump the bridge and head over to G-Town, see what's going on with Sharky Marquez this morning. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
What's cooking, good looking?
Not a lot, my brother. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just looking at this parasailing weather we got this morning. Beautiful parasailing weather.
Isn't it nice? Wonderful.
I was on a 12-hour today, but we're not even going to even talk about that.
We're going to pay you not to go.
Yeah, exactly, man. It is, And the other day, I guess Thursday, I done talked to you, man. We had everything locked and loaded, swordfish baits pre-rigged, and deep drop stuff, and 600 pounds of ice on the boat, and buddy, I knew it was going to be bad when we were pulling up through the jetties, and I took one over the bow just trying to get out of the jetty system, and I said, uh-oh. And
we talked that morning.
It was iffy.
I didn't want to sound like Negative Nelly, but I knew that was not going to be good.
It was iffy, man. I think it was showing like 3-footers at 6 seconds and then dropping down to 2-footers at 6 seconds. Buddy, it was
Add the 3 and the 2 together and you had what you got, 5-footers.
There you go.
That's
there
what you do. Add the 3 and the 2, then you get 5. That's more real.
I should have done that. But to say the least, man, it was absolutely crazy out there. We broke jetties and rode a couple miles, and I said, guys, today is not the day.
Nope.
inshore
and fish?
Yeah, we did, man. And you know what? We caught a ton of fish. It was great. And I think we had 4 or 5 trout, a few redfish, and some other bonus fish. So we made it happen, man. But, I told them if it was June, at least we could persevere through and, drive 40 miles or 30 miles and go catch our snapper and come back. But with it being May, you got to go all or nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like you can go 50 miles and make a killer box out of, if you get lucky, you run into some seaweed or some cobia or something. But, it would have been for a 12-hour trip, sticking around 40, 50 miles, it would have been a grind for sure.
Yeah, once you get there, it's not bad, but it's just getting there. It's just, oh, Lord.
So we got all the boats locked and loaded, man, this morning. It's going to be a fun day. We're fighting a lot of wind, of course, but, man, what's new?
I seen old Jetty James was pouring the coals to him yesterday.
Boy, JJ was crushing it yesterday,
he was getting
boy.
It, man. Getting
he
it.
Was,
getting
man.
And grinning.
He was grinning, buddy. He was on fire, man. He was on fire. He had some young bucks in the morning, and gosh, I think everybody caught at least a couple redfish, and man, he was laying the wood to him, buddy. It was great, man.
What's the best method of catching those reds out there? Y'all are getting a lot of slots in with the bulls too, huh?
We are getting a lot of slots, and you know what? The craziest thing, Mickey, we've been using, it's going to sound really silly. I think I was telling you maybe last week, but we've been doing if we're getting the real big shrimp, we've been breaking them in half.
Yeah.
And, oddly enough, catching a lot of trout that way. And I know that sounds crazy, but, man, we had yesterday I brought back a nice box of trout, and we had redfish, sheep's head, pup drum, flounder, a big pompano. I mean, you name it, we had it in our box yesterday, and I was throwing half shrimp.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of pompano pictures lately, too, with their trout. I've been seeing a lot of that lately.
Yeah, those are awesome, man. They're super fun. Super, super fun. So, yeah, we've been breaking the shrimp in half. And, of course, if you got the small shrimp, we've been pitching those smallies just right up into the rocks out there. And name of the game is just finding where it's at your back, and you got a little green water, a little protection. So I'm not sure what the day is going to entail today with this high wind, but we'll probably be doing some harbor fishing and then maybe inside the North Jetty, it's going to be rocking and rolling in there. But, man, if it's nice green water, we should be able to pull out a nice box of fish in there.
Yeah, I'm showing Eagle Point right now is a due south 180-degree wind at 18 to 23.
Yeah.
That ain't good, man.
That ain't good, man. And I think you see a little south-southeast, or you just see south?
That was due south at Eagle Point.
Okay.
Southeast I see is, offshore it's due south. I'm showing in the Galveston Channel it's south-southwest.
Up my way,
up by Morgan's Point it's south-southeast. So.
Okay. So we're good down here. Yeah, we don't like to see that E word in the wind down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that stirs everything up for us down this way, man. Southwest is, man, it's must be coming up on summer, man. You know, June, July is like, I think that's most prominent wind.
The dreaded southwest for me up my way. I like the east wind. I'll take anything from a northeast to southeast any day of the week.
Mm. So these next 2 months are going to be rough for you guys because that's a real prominent wind direction.
Well,
out here.
Well, southwest, that's when you want to concentrate on the ship channel. You can do pretty good on the westerly factor wind out on the channel up my way. But
yep.
We're never happy. Well, we're fishermen, man. It's never right.
That's right, man. That's
right. We got more excuses than anybody.
The wind's not right. It's raining today. It's not raining today.
Oh, man, the tide's not moving enough. You know, water's off color. Hey, we got
That's right. That's right. Well, we grind it out to try to make it happen, you know. You can't predict the weather, so we just, you know what, I was telling my offshore guys, you know, we get what we get, and we try to make the best day out of it, and that's what we do, man. I mean, shoot, they still brought back, I don't know, 15 fish or something, you know, so it was in 4 hours, you know, we didn't even have to beat ourselves up in 12 hours, you know, to bring back not a lot, so.
Well.
You know, that's the name of the game.
Not fishing at all. Any kind of fishing is better than no fishing.
Heck yeah.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man.
All right,
if somebody
buddy.
Wants to come down and lodge up, fish up, whatever, y'all can handle it all down there. Give them some info how they can reach you, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website, outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You could Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. It'll pop right up. We could sleep up to 18 people here on site. We actually have an event tonight and an event tomorrow. So from weddings, the birthday parties, the family reunions, man, we handle it all here at Bayside Event Center right here in Galveston, Texas. And I was going to tell you, man, we saw some birds, lots of birds diving throughout the bay yesterday, so it's about that time.
Well, and brownies are coming in, and these trout are running them shrimp right now. Look for birds, no doubt.
That's right. That's right.
Birds are working. All right, brother.
It's a time, baby. It's a time.
Well, Sharky.
All right, brother.
Have a good Memorial Day weekend. Y'all be safe
you
out
too,
there, my
brother.
Friend.
God bless. Y'all be safe as well, man. We'll talk to you soon, Mickey.
Later, Gator. All right. Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.